This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Whatley on KLZ 560.
Welcome to Investing and Trading Live. My name is Scott Whatley, and we are glad you're with us. Our show is brought to you by Online Trading Academy in Denver. Josh Lilquist, president of Online Trading Academy, is with us, of course. So, Josh, great to have you back on, sir. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic, as always. We have a great time talking about the stock market here on the show and helping the listeners make better financial decisions. So it's great to be here once again every single week on Fridays.
Absolutely. We look forward to it as well. And, you know, just real quick before we get started, that the comments that I hear over and over of folks listening to the show is they love how you just kind of break it all down in simple terms, because not all of us have these financial minds. We just know we need to do something different in our finances. But what you guys – again, I think this all plays into the whole fact of just the patented methods that Online Trading Academy has had all these years, and just the way that you approach it. It is very simple for folks.
Yeah, I mean, the key is, as you mentioned, for the having patents for several years. We've been around 25 years. I mean, not many companies actually can do that.
Sure.
Especially in the financial industry, and that's one of the great things is with Online Trading Academy is the longevity that we've really had and serving people right here in Denver, you know, the proper content and education and helping people make better investing decisions, whether it's for their short-term income goals or their longer-term wealth goals, which would be 401ks and IRAs.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, Joe, I think a lot of times when people hear the word stock market, they think of millionaires and billionaires and all that. And, you know, the stock market, I think, is something that people need to understand. You don't have to be a millionaire, a billionaire. You don't have to be what may be called rich. I mean, this is something, the way that you do it, and Online Trading Academy has proven their ways, that really anyone can get in and do this.
Well, you're correct. I mean, anybody can do this because it's available to anybody. But I think what you're really getting to, and which I was just thinking about what you were saying there, is people think it's for the wealthy, mm-hmm. which people associate people that are wealthy being smarter. And really, they're not.
Right.
It's just they've developed a skill of trading investing. So, I mean, I believe trading investing, I believe it's for anybody. You just have to learn how to do it. It's a skill that you build. And that's what we've really empowered people local here in Denver. I mean, everybody that are coming to these classes that we have here local, we have a physical academy, and we actually break it down to everyday people, because a wealthy person was once a everyday person. I know sometimes people look at wealthy people as different. They're just mm-hmm. like you and I.
Sure.
You know, people that have billions of dollars are just like everybody that's listening. They just they found something that worked for them. And what they did is they worked for it. They probably had mentors guide them through whatever business that they have whatever it is that made them, you know, billionaires. But then they worked hard at it and didn't quit. And that's really the same thing in trading and investing, is if you have a goal or aspiration to become in a better financial state that you're in right now, you know, so we have a lot of people that come to our classes, Scott, that are pretty wealthy, mm-hmm. but they have things they want to accomplish, philanthropy or, you know, helping with building a legacy with their family, you know, donating, stuff like that. So we have people that want to do better and do different things. So they're coming to Online Trading Academy to see if the market is that avenue, if it's that possibility. So, you know, don't associate the billionaires out there with different. They're just like you and I. It's just they've built a skill. And that's the same thing we can do in the financial markets. And that's really what we've developed at Online Trading Academy is a way and a strategy that's actually designed to follow the smart money. And you know, we talk about this every single week on the show, but the smart money, that's your institutions, your banks, your Buffetts of the world. So they do all the work. They actually move the money, the market. Actually, the stat is right around 90% roughly of the activity is actually institutional activity.
Mm-hmm.
So they move the market. So that's what we want to identify at Online Trading Academy, and what we train our students to do is find out where they're moving the markets, find out what they're doing, and essentially jump on their coattails and ride along with them so that we can do the same things. And the great thing is we actually have an advantage over them because we're smaller investors. We can't move the market. We can get out in and out of the market without even being noticed. So, I mean, that's really what it comes down to, is just building the skills to do that with consistency to build longevity. And that's how the wealthy, quote-unquote, people, that's how they've done it. We want to do the same thing in the financial markets.
Absolutely. You're listening to Investing and Trading Live with the president of Online Trading Academy here in Denver, Josh Lilquist. And you can hear that every Friday here on KLZ 560 from noon to 1. You know, Josh, I'll tell you, over these last few years, I meet a lot of people that have, had to change jobs for one reason or another. Maybe they just decided to make a move and got into fields that maybe they had no knowledge of whatsoever and were scared to death at that point. But yet now I've talked to them after, 6 months of doing the job or a year after it. They learned about it. They got confident about it. And now they're doing a great job. It's something they truly knew nothing about 6 months or a year ago. So I want to bring this up with all the job changes. A lot of people have 401ks, and that's their pending retirement plan. But we've spoken about this before, is they really don't know what's going on with that. And so when they leave an employment, instead of them trying to take it over and do something on their own, I think those same fears are in the people's mind of, hey, I don't know what I'm doing with this, so I'm just going to let the other folks mess it up if it gets messed up. At least I didn't mess it up. But yeah. With Online Trading Academy, I mean, hey, folks, this is a chance, and we're going to get into how you can come to a free class here in just a moment. But I think with Online Trading Academy, and I know with Online Trading Academy, again, we go back to your processes. Folks need to take control, and no better way to do it than with your money, and then you learn about what you need to do so you can be confident, as I was talking about earlier.
Yeah, that's a really good comment, and I'm actually glad you brought that up, because I was just kind of thinking about our everyday life, the things that we do in our everyday life, and people that have children. You can kind of relate to this, because I was thinking what you're talking about, and when you teach a child how to ride a bike, they're always scared to do it because it's something they've never done before, especially once you take the training wheels off. But you tell them, get on the bike, start pedaling, and I'll guide you through that. And they say, well, what if I fall off? I'm going to hurt myself. Okay, well, yeah, you may fall. You may hit a rock and go off course a little bit, but you're gonna get back up, and you're gonna continue to keep going until you start riding that bike. And that's very similar to people that have retirement accounts. And we talk about retirement accounts as 401ks and IRAs. And I think you kind of hit the nail on the head. They're afraid of directing it themselves because they don't want to, I'll say it in nice terms since we're on the radio, mess it up, right? So they do nothing. They leave it with, usually it's a stranger, because they're okay with somebody else losing money in their accounts. Think about this year. People are down. Some people are down hundreds of thousands of dollars, millions of dollars, tens of thousands, whatever that may be, in their retirement accounts, just because they don't want to have that burden on themselves. Well, if this is your money, who's going to have your best interest, you or a stranger?
Sure.
Think about that. So what we do at Online Trading Academy is, first off, empower people and let them know what is available with those retirement accounts. Don't worry about, if you're going to mess it up. It can't get any worse than what's already happening now if you think about it, right? But you have to build those skills. And that's just like, teaching a child how to ride a bike. You have to get on. One of the things one of my mentors always said is you're never going to accomplish anything unless you start. Sure. And that's the first thing. And sometimes that's the toughest thing for people, is to get started with their retirement accounts, because it's quote unquote a larger sum of money for most people. And a lot of our listeners that are listening now probably have a decent sized portfolio, but it's probably down big time on the year. Mm-hmm. And if this continues to go down like it has been, you look at this week here again, Monday, Tuesday, pretty big drops. It may not look good for the future. So have your best interest and take charge in that, and don't worry about if you fall. get back up and get back up and keep learning the skills. You're always going to continue to learn, but you're never going to be able to protect your portfolio unless you start. You're never going to learn how to increase your returns and have that opportunity if you don't do anything different. So over time, when you keep it with a stranger, their goal is really just to keep it with them as long as possible for them for the fees. Well, how about maybe eliminate those fees, do it yourself, but take small portions. You don't have to take your whole retirement account at one time.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you take a little bit, use a little bit of leverage. That way you have smaller amounts of capital. In my mind, that's using less risk, but it'll act like much more when you use leverage in the market with like the futures and the Forex market and the options market, which we'll cover here coming up here shortly in the show. But it's just you have to get started. And we have a lot of people that are worried about falling. Don't worry about falling. Did you tell your child to not ride the bike because they might fall? You said, go do it. Make it happen and do that today.
Sure, absolutely. All right, no easier way to start than with absolutely no risk of anything. Hey, just a little bit of your time with a free class with Online Trading Academy at their nice campus here in Denver. So, Josh, tell folks how they can come.
Yeah, it's pretty simple. We've made it easy these days. We have a couple different ways. I'm going to give a phone number to call for people that are listening right now if they want to speak to one of our people here in the office. I'm also going to give a text line if they're just a texter, and they can text for two seats for an upcoming investing class local here in Denver. And these classes are about 2 hours. I mean, think about this. Is your financial future worth 2 hours of your time? If it's not, then it's not right for you. But if 2 hours is worth it for your financial future, come into one of these classes. When you call in right now, you can receive two seats, but you're also going to receive a financial quick start kit that will actually help you get started right away. So you receive that once you get registered for this class. You can call right now. So if you're driving, you might want to pull over, but you can call 888-682-6466. That'll come to our office here, 888-682-6466, and that's for two seats for an investing class. We're really easy to get to. We have a state-of-the-art facility, three different classrooms, computers in them, and that's where we train people and really guide people through a lot of things that we're going to talk about here on the show, and we just spoke about a little bit, especially retirement accounts. We have a lot of people looking to protect those retirement accounts. So they can call 888-682-6466, or they can just text the word investing to the number 210-210. When they do that, they're going to receive a text right back with to find out which date works best for them. And then we always give you a call as well to make sure we get the best time and date for you, whether it's during the week or the weekend or on the evening. So they can also text the word investing to the number 210-210 right now.
All right, folks, and that's for two free tickets. And as Josh said, hey, great, great facility right here in Denver, and I hope you will give them a call, 888-682-6466. And don't go anywhere. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Josh is going to continue on with Investing and Trading Live, talk about some great things. But, hey, now's the time to take control, all right? Invest in your own financial future. 2 hours. And just text 210-210, the word investing, for your two free tickets. So, Josh, we're going to take our quick break, and we're looking forward to the rest of the show, sir.
Stay tuned. It's going to be a good time.
All right. Investing and Trading Live, coming up next.
Thinking rates are too high to buy a home? Wish they were in the threes or fours? Well, your wait is over. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage. With a 3-2-1 buy-down, you can now purchase a home at 3.193% first year, 4.913% second, 5.913 the third, and the remaining years at 6.913 with an APR of 6.985. If rates go down, refinance and save even more. On a $400,000 loan, your monthly payment would be over $748 a month less the first year, $511 the second, $262 the third, with a total savings of over $18,000. Before you buy, take AIM, 720-895-0500. 3-to-1 buy-downs available up to 95% loan-to-value. If you're thinking about home ownership, now may be the best time to purchase. Call Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Own your new home and save thousands in payments. That's 720-895-0500. 80% LTV, 30-year fixed, 6.985% APR, 740 FICO, primary home, rates as of 11/16, NMLS 298191, and rates subject to change.
What's in a name? For Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, the name perfectly describes the state-of-the-art veterinary medical facility that we trust. Hey, this is Scott Watley, and for over 20 years, trust is why we have chosen Lone Tree Vet for all of our pets' medical needs. They provide a wide variety of medical and surgical services and utilize state-of-the-art methods, protocols, and technology. Whether your pet needs medical, dental, or surgical care, you can trust the medical team at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. We all know that making the decision for our pets to have a medical or surgical procedure is not always an easy one, but at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, they understand the hesitation and anxiety that accompany leaving a pet for any type of procedure. Whether it's a spay or neuter surgery, a laparoscopic surgery, or a complex orthopedic surgery, the professional team at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center is dedicated to making your pet feel comfortable and special. If your pet needs medical care, call 303-708-8050 today. That's 303-708-8050. And for more information, visit them online at LoneTreeVet.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Investing and Trading Live, sponsored by Online Trading Academy. And we are investing and trading. We're connoisseurs of that, Al. We talk a lot about how these markets actually function, how to make smart investing decisions with your retirement accounts and your retail accounts. That would be your trading account, short-term, mid-term, long-term, whatever that strategy that you do or you need. So if you work during the day, how do you trade at night? If you work during the night, how do you trade during the day? How to do that with confidence and consistency. We do have seats to an investing class that we had people calling into and texting into on the last segment. If you missed that, make sure to come into one of these classes. These are two-hour classes, and we introduce you to a lot of the techniques and concepts that we talk about on this show. So stay tuned for all those concepts. But you can text the word investing to the number 210-210, and that's for two seats for this investing class, local art academies. We do these during the week. We also have these on the weekends. Text investing to the number 210-210 right now for two seats. And Al teaches these. I teach these as well. Matter of fact, Al, I taught one last night. We had a good time talking about the markets last night. A lot of great people coming in. And that's one of the nice things about, you know, what Online Trading Academy does is we provide a service to train and teach people about the financial market. This is a thing that most people know, they talk about, but know nothing about, you know, their 401ks, IRAs, their retirement plans. And what people are doing is they're saving for their future, but they don't know where their money is going. They're trying to save to trade with, and they just put money in the market, and they don't have an actual plan. Mm-hmm. And that's what I want you to talk a little bit about on this segment here, Al, is how do you actually create a trading and an investment plan, no matter what type of lifestyle that you have. So say you're a business owner. We get a lot of business owners that come to our classes. Say you're in construction, a truck driver, a nurse, a doctor, an engineer, an IT professional. We have all types of people that come to these classes and have all types of schedule. And you kind of mentioned at the beginning is there's so much negativity out there with TV and even radio that's out there and internet, kind of scaring people away from the markets. You really help people bridge that gap and start to create that plan. Very similar to, we talked about a football team. Mm-hmm. They have a plan. They know what they're going to do during the week. They start setting things up for the week. And then on the weekend, usually on Sundays, they start to execute. How can you do that same type of strategy or same type of plan in the financial markets?
Well, first of all, if you don't have a plan, if you don't have a plan that includes a strategy, basically you're guessing that something's going to work. You're hoping that it works. That's gambling, and that's not what you want to do. Who uses plans? Well, you mentioned football teams use plans. Every sports has a plan that they follow. What about doctors? Before they go in to do surgery, don't they have a plan? Don't they know what they're going to do?
Truck drivers have a pre-trip.
Hopefully, when you show up at the airport, the pilot has a flight plan that they follow. And a defense attorney does not go into court to defend somebody without having a plan on how to do that. Those are important things in almost every profession.
Everything. And construction. You have a blueprint you follow.
Hopefully.
Truck drivers.
Right, yeah, try to build a house or a building without a blueprint.
I tried to build forts that way, and those forts did not stay up very long.
Yeah, no, that's probably not the best way to approach it. So the plan should include things that are specific to you, because everybody's a little different. You know, if you're a contractor, the plan that you put together to build a house is different than the flight plan that a pilot puts together. So first of all, what does the end point look like for you? What do you want your life to look like in 5 years or 10 years or 20 years? And then you can put together a plan, or we'll help you do that, that will put you on the path to properly or successfully achieve that goal. But let's just keep it simple. Most people think that this is way too confusing, and it gets down to that time issue, Josh. We just don't have enough time to do it. You can't make more time. There's only 24 hours in a day. But if you simplify things and you prioritize what's important to you, if you don't feel your financial security, your financial life for you and your family is important, then this is probably not the right thing for you to do, and you probably wouldn't be listening to this radio show. But if it is, then why not just concentrate on what is factually important? Most people out there are familiar with the Investor's Business Daily, the publication, and they have an online version also. William O'Neill put that together. He's a fantastic trader. He's written several books. But he said this, and this is a quote, "I estimate that close to 80 to 90% of the important price movements of stock in the New York Stock Exchange are caused by institutional orders." That's exactly what we have been saying. And the key words there in what he just said are the important price movements. And that's what we concentrate on. Prices are going to be moving all the time. I mean, multiple times within even a couple of minutes. You can't necessarily concentrate on every move and utilize that to your benefit. But what you want to do is look for the important price moves. Those, again, are caused by institutional trading. So here's the reason most people fail. They fail because they don't know when to buy a stock, and they fail because they don't know when to sell a stock. Both of those things, whether you're buying or selling, can be beneficial to you if you understand and can identify where that institutional activity is going to take place. The institutions trade with such large quantities of money, large dollars, large volumes of their orders, enough to move the market. But here's the key there. If any institution increases their holdings by about 4.9%, they have to report that. They don't want the public to know that they're taking a position until it has already been filled. So they'll stay under that 4.9% and just do it in increments. As they increase in increments, then the public will finally know what they're doing. Then the public jumps in, and the emotional trading of the public just provides a profit for the institutions. Well, the key for our students is to identify where that institution is making that first part of their trade, and then just be ready for the next part of it. So we're benefiting from a detriment to the big institutions, which we as individual traders don't have to deal with. So let's keep it simple. There's three P's that are important for successful trading. One is probability, is the position you're taking. Are the probabilities in your favor that is going to work the way you want it to? The second is profitability. There has to be enough profit there for you to take the risk. And the third is protection, and that is controlling the risks. So the high reward trades that usually have high risk, if you control the risk, you still have the opportunity to participate in those high reward positions.
I like that. And a lot of times we talk about the three C's, and that's something new: probability, profitability, and protection in the financial markets. And, you know, one of the great things that, you know, you don't have to reinvent the wheel. A lot of people think, you know, you have to go out there and try to create a strategy and do it over and over and over and over again, and try to make it work. Well, that's very difficult to do. Well, we know that because Online Trading Academy has done that. You know, 25 years in the business. By the way, a company that's been in business for over 25 years, that's something to say, Al. And that's what we provide as a service for our students. So you don't have to reinvent the wheel. You don't have to say, I don't know how to do it. Well, let our instructors show you how to do it. So that way you're not guessing. As Al mentioned, you're not gambling. It just comes down to a plan and then removing those emotions that Al was talking about. But also, we have a great advantage as a retail trader, as the public. We're compared to the institutions, we are small time. because they are moving billions and billions of dollars per day, trillions in certain markets.
Right.
Now, us as regular investors and traders, we can get in the markets without being seen. We're like a needle in a haystack. Some people say, oh, the institutions are always after me. No, they're not. They don't care about us. We just want to be in there and be able to be a mouse. Think about that mouse. What is it, Tom and Jerry? Tom, or is it Jerry? Tom's the mouse. No, Tom's the cat.
Yeah, you have Jerry.
It's been a while since I watched that. But you have Jerry out there. He's always trying to sneak over and steal that cheese, right? That's what we want to be in the financial markets, a mouse and stealing pieces of the cheese. Not necessarily stealing, but just taking pieces of the cheese as the market is moving. If you want to learn more about that, we have these investing classes to kind of show you how all that's done. We have an hour here on the show here to talk about how this stuff works. Well, we're able to show you in a few hours of an investing class visually and hands-on. So you come into these classes, they're about 2 hours. We have these during the day, we have these in the evening, and really helping people make smarter investing decisions and doing that without the emotions. Text right now for two seats. Text the word investing to the number 210 right now for two seats for this class. When you do that, you're going to receive a couple things. It's going to be a financial quick start kit that actually has some free stock picks in there. So make sure to text the word investing to the number 210 right now for two seats for this class. I teach these as well. We have a great time talking about the financial markets and a lot of great people coming into these classes, Al. Now, you were talking about the three P's in finance, in trading investing: probability, profitability, and protection. And that's the same thing in your trading accounts. You have to put the odds in your favor and just have investments that have low risk and high reward. That's how you build longevity in the markets. Some people are looking for a get-rich-quick thing in the markets. That's not how it really works. But if you have longevity, that is how the wealthy become wealthy, is they have longevity, building a strategy, and following that strategy, which is the plan that we were alluding to. Now, Al, we mentioned a couple things about some people just feel they don't have enough money. Some people feel they don't have enough time. And just paint a picture for our listeners how trading and investing works. Say that somebody works during the day and they want to be able to have an income strategy at night. How does that look?
Yeah, well, there are assets that trade virtually round the clock. 24 hours, the Forex market, the foreign exchange market, where you're looking at the difference in exchange rates between two different currencies, trades 24 hours a day.
So that eliminates the time objection or factor.
Sure, you can trade whenever you have the time to do it. The futures market trades almost 24 hours a day. Same thing there. You choose when you want to trade. And one of the things that you'll learn after you put together a plan and kind of fine-tune that plan, there may be a time during the day or the evening when the strategy you're using works best. So it's all part of kind of fine-tuning and increasing your profitability, your consistency over time. But the time factor that people, use is based on the 6.5 hours that the stock market's
exactly
open. So you don't have to fall prey to that. There's those other assets that you can trade. And also, when people are looking at time, they think that they have to put a lot of time into putting positions together. They have to watch those positions all the time. They have to be on their computer. That's exactly the wrong thing. If you're doing that, you're probably not doing well. In fact, I can almost guarantee you won't do as well as you would if you put a trade together, then turn your computer off. How can you do that and feel confident? Well, you have to be able to, first of all, identify an entry price that you're willing to pay to get into something. And you have to have two exit points. One is an exit if you're wrong, so you never have a big loss. Small losses are okay. You'll have small wins that will offset that. But then also, you have to have an exit if you're right. What do I mean by that? That's your profit. If you let profits be taken away from you, that's money that should be in your pocket. People typically don't do either one of those properly. They don't know how to set a proper risk strategy in place, put it in place. They don't know how to identify a realistic profit target, and what happens is that they either get out too soon and miss out on the full profit, or they wait too long and let the profit be taken away from them.
Yeah, that's something pretty interesting there. You mentioned, we talk to a lot of people, and you mentioned a lot of people think, when we speak with them, they're like, oh, I want to be able to do this, and I just don't know how I'm going to fit this in my schedule. So we ask them, well, how much time do you have access to, let's just say during a week, to allocate? And they say, well, maybe an hour. I mean, let's be real. think about this. In 24 hours, if you have less than an hour to dedicate to your finances, there might be things you can cut out. But here's the problem, is they are only thinking stock market hours, like you said, Elliot. It's only that 6.5 hours a day. You know, if you're in the central time zone, that would be 8:30 until 3. If you're in, say, mountain time, that's 7:30 until 2. And then we tell them, okay, well, if you have markets that are open 24 hours, you have the opportunity to do things at night. And they say, wow, I did not know that. And then here's the next comment. They say, why didn't I do this before? Why didn't I come learn about this before? Well, that's what we train and teach at Online Trading Academy, is how to do the things that the institutions are doing and do that with more consistency and confidence. So for 2 seats, come and learn about how this is done. No obligation. Just come check it out. Text the word investing to the number 210-210 for 2 seats. That's text investing to the number 210-210 for 2 seats. You can also call. We've been getting a lot of people call for this class, and this class is 2 hours. So you can also call the number 888-682-6466. That's 888-682-6466 for 2 seats for this free investing class. Coming up next, Al, retirement plans, retirement accounts. I want to talk about how we can protect these and have the opportunity to grow them. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Turn a normal day into an adventure on an e-bike. Hi, I'm Randy Caranci, founder of eBike of Colorado. E-bikes are a fun way to ride around town. Just try it. Pedal Assist technology flattens the steepest hills. We have 14 major brands to choose from, and our expert staff will find you the perfect bike. Come take a free test ride at eBike of Colorado in downtown Louisville next to the historic grain elevator. Open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Learn more at ebikeofcolorado.com. Just try it.
Before we get back to our guests, let me tell you about Stack Optical. And I just want to say a personal word of thanks to Alan for taking care of me, my wife, Victoria, and our optical needs, and many friends that we've sent there. And Alan has been doing a great job there. Family owned and operated since 1968 is Stack Optical. And it's only $69 for an eye exam. So call them today, 303-321-1578. And mention you heard them here on KLZ 560, and we'd appreciate that. But hey, if you're looking for some new glasses, they've got a great selection of frames. If you need contacts, maybe you've broken your glasses and you need repairs, it's a one-stop shop, so to speak, at Stack Optical. Hey, it's free parking, easy parking at their location right off Monaco and Evans, 2233 South Monaco Parkway, 303-321-1578. StackOptical.com is a website. Check it out. And as I always say at Stack Optical, you'll see the difference.
This is AM 560 KLZ, your home station.
Welcome back to Investing and Trading Live, sponsored by Online Trading Academy. And we are having a phenomenal time here today in studio, having a great time talking about the stock market, different opportunities, and how to create plans in your investment strategies or your trading strategies, and removing emotions from those decisions. You know, we have two types of emotions in the markets. We have fear and we have greed. Well, eliminate that with a plan, step by step. And then all you have to do is follow that plan. Very similar to a GPS. If your GPS says to turn left, you turn left. It says to turn right, you turn right. Same thing in the financial markets. If your strategy says to buy here or sell here, follow that. Kind of be a robot in the markets, and that's how you make those decisions within removing those emotions. If you did miss seats for this investing class that we do at our local academies here, you can text the word investing to the number 210-210. And that's for 2 seats for an investing class local here. And that's one of the great things when we talk with a lot of people is they say, wow, I didn't know there was actually a physical place to go learn how to trade. That's what we have at Online Trading Academy. Actually, between 30 and 40 locations. They keep popping up. I can't even keep track anymore. All across the world, most major city in the U.S. and right next to you where you're listening to this show here today. Each and every week we have this show, and it's about an hour long. We have an hour to talk about how the markets work. In these classes, they're about 2 hours, 2 to 3 hours, depending on questions, helping people make smart investing decisions. So text the word investing to the number 210-210 for 2 seats for this class. So I want to get into more about these retirement strategies and strategies as the market is going down, Because a lot of people are, I mean, you look at people's 401ks right now, and they're not looking too hot on the year, Al. It was January 1st, or actually December 31st, or whatever, the last day of the year 2021. That was the high of the market, and it just dropped from there. And people are feeling a little bit of heat in their retirement accounts, whether they have a 401k or an IRA, especially if they're managed, because they're telling, they're being told, keep it for the long haul. Hold on to it. And if you're probably listening right now, you're probably saying these same terms that you've been hearing for years. Keep it for the long haul. Markets always come back over time. Don't get out now, because then you'll concrete your losses in. It's designed to have you in the market at all times, because if you're not in the market, whoever's holding your portfolio is not making money, because it's called assets under management and they're collecting fees. And that's one of the things people are conditioned to do, is if the market's going down, to lose money. Well, why in the heck is that okay? I don't think that's okay. You guys are better than that listening to the show here. Don't let your money just disappear to the market. And it's going somewhere. It's going into the accounts that, for the accounts that people that know what they're doing. There are strategies to protect that and grow that in downturns. Al, I want you to talk about that in retirement accounts.
Yeah, well, you talked about what happens when the market's going down and why people are okay with that. Well, they're taught to be okay with it because they're told not to worry, because the market will come back. And it does come back. But the problem is, and this is not what you're told, is that that's wasted time. There might be a period of time of 5 to 10 to 20 years before you recoup what you just lost. So the market does go down and does go up. I mentioned in that last segment, either that last segment or the first segment, that the two mistakes that people make is, number one, they don't know when to buy a stock, and they don't know when to sell a stock or an asset. But if you go into an advisor or a broker, they're going to tell you, no, just get into the market. It's time in the market. That's what's important. So you have to be in the market when the market's going up, because you're also in the market when it's going down. So they kind of even each other out. And over time, that involvement in a down market and a bear market or a correction is going to significantly impact the returns that you could have. So people are just caught by surprise this year. Over the last 10 years up until 2022, if you look at that typical 60-40 split, 60% stocks, 40% bonds, that returned about 8.4%. So people are expecting, or were expecting, that to continue this year. And all of a sudden, this year happened and that didn't happen. Most people are down anywhere between maybe 15 to 30% in their accounts. And it's going to take some time for that to rebound. A lot of people think, well, it'll probably come back quickly, just like it did in March after the COVID issue hit. Well, you can't count on that, because things are different now going forward. By different, I mean they're actually getting back to a more normal condition. The market typically does not rebound as quickly as it did back in March. And we went through a long period of time, the longest bull market that we've ever had. That can't be repeated back to back. So we're going to have some fluctuation. We're going to have, I'm going to call it, a violently flat market. We may see over the next few years, it could be even 5 years, where the market's going to be, or could very well be, basically flat, but with a lot of violent moves within that each of those years. And by that, I mean that's volatility. Volatility is going to move the market up and down. Those are opportunities for us to take advantage of, but you have to learn how to do that. Josh mentioned that we have physical facilities where you can come in. And the great thing about that is, not only do we have a physical facility, we have live people in those facilities that are there to help you, to guide you, to coach you. And one of the big things that we say is really important for us to be able to help a student is for that student to be coachable. And I just want to read a quote to you from Michael Jordan. I think you all know who Michael Jordan is, very successful. He was asked once what he thought his best skill was. And this is his answer, quote, "I was coachable. I was a sponge and aggressive to learn," unquote. That's what we're looking for. We're looking for people that want to learn, and then we provide the knowledge that they're looking for. We have people that are student support specialists that are available to work with our students one-on-one, helping you if you have any kind of issues, maybe just helping you accelerate things. But that's the important thing, to do this in a way that is really smart first of all, you don't have to be a genius to do this. You just have to be smart enough to follow the people that are successful, and then also be willing to listen to and learn from people that have gone through this before and have proven their success. That's how you really use your time, to your benefit. So what's going on in these markets now? People are now realizing that the market doesn't just go up. It does go down. Did everybody lose money in this year, in the year 2022, when the market corrected or actually went into a bear market? No, a lot of people actually had one of the best years that they've ever had. If that's the case, they obviously are doing something different than the people that lost money or are down for this year. And the truth is that all those things that those people that are successful are doing, you can do. It's just that you probably haven't been exposed to them. You haven't been taught. That's what we do. We show you not only what assets to use to kind of take care of that time issue, the assets that are available 24 hours a day, but also how to benefit if the market's going down. What if it's just flat? If it's just basically gone to sleep for a while? There are assets you can use to pull premium or pull cash out of the market. So there's never going to be a situation or a time when there isn't something that can benefit you if you know how to use them.
Yeah, that's the key. Just kind of going back to what you were talking about, the buy and hold strategy, which is what everybody says they need to do. And just for our YouTube listeners that are watching right now, by the way, if you're listening to the show, it's also on YouTube, Investing and Trading Live, with Josh Lilquist and Al Connixon. But if you look at from 2000 to now, the market's up about 160%. Now, mm-hmm. Let's just say you have $100,000. And we have 22 years, actually 23 years. So you take 160 divided by 22 equals a 7%, or 160 divided by 23. Divided by 23, about a 6.9%. So let's just say 7% rate of return. If you have $100,000, that will give you $7,000. Whoop-de-doo. Is that going to get you to retire or stay retired, right? Can you live off $7,000 per year? I would say probably not. That's almost what, maybe, depending on what type of home you have, maybe to 4 months of a home payment, right? And home prices are so expensive now, and you can't really get a mortgage for a low interest rate, so home prices keep going up. So That's the challenge, is you have such terrible returns over time by buying and holding. That's why you need a strategy as these markets have been going down this year. The market's been going down. It's been a phenomenal market for people that know how to short the market. If you look at the S&P 500, down about 20%. So if you lost $20,000 this year, that just lowered your rate of return. Learn these skills and techniques now. We have investing classes to guide you through that. Al was talking about Michael Jordan, arguably the best basketball player of all time, and he was coachable. He was willing to learn. He had a mentor. Mm-hmm. He had Phil Jackson. He had Dean Smith with North Carolina teaching him the game of basketball. That's what Online Trading Academy has. Al was mentioning support, student support specialists to guide you through your investments if you need help as far as the strategy and the steps. That's what it's for. Come and see what that's all about. We have these free investing classes to introduce you to these concepts. Text the word investing to the number 210-210 right now for two seats. That's text the word investing to the number 210-210 right now for two seats and a quick start kit to help you get started right away. Al, we got one more segment to go, and it's going to be a good time. We have a lot more to talk about. Stay tuned. We're going to get into more retirement strategies and income strategies for our listeners. We'll be right back.
Hey, Dan, you know, our jobs are pretty different. I'm a baseball announcer, you're an attorney and a talk show host.
Yeah, but we do have something in common.
Really? What's that?
Our favorite car dealer, Len Lyle Chevrolet.
Yeah, definitely not your typical dealership.
That's so true, Jack. No high-pressure sales tactics. They respect your time. And when you have two jobs, that's important.
You know, I'd recommend Len Lyle Chevrolet to anyone. And with their low overhead, that means
lower prices. Yeah, we really do have something in common.
Len Lyle Chevrolet. Go east and pay the least. Chevy, find new roads.
Here's why you need personal injury attorney Kevin Flesh on your side. He understands the way the jury thinks. In the context of a personal injury case, you have been hurt by someone else's negligence. The idea is that you're going to try to recover so that you can get back to where you were just prior to that incident occurring. What that really means from a jurist's perspective is that you're going to be asking them to award you money. So when we talk about fairness, we're talking about six people that you don't know. Those six people hear evidence and make a unanimous decision that will decide what the fair value is. When you're the one that's hurt, you have a good idea what you think it's worth. The question is, can you persuade those other individuals, whom you don't know and weren't witnesses, to believe that's what the case is worth? Kevin Flesch understands the way the jury thinks. Call now for a free consultation, 303-806-8886. Flesch and Beck Law. They get results.
The Outdoorsman's Attic is Colorado's very own outdoor gear consignment store. From live bait to lanterns, firearms to ammo, packs to sleeping bags, all the fishing gear you could ever hope for. And if you need some decoys for the waterfowl season, stop into the Outdoorsman's Attic. Hey, this is Scott Watley here again for my friends at the Outdoorsman's Attic, and they've got hunting, fishing, and camping gear with huge savings up to 70%. You'll find new and pre-owned items to choose from, and since the inventory changes daily, hey, this is a store you need to stop in at least a couple of times a week. Reviews, here's what a few of their customers have said. Cody says, hey, two floors of pure outdoorsman paradise. Mickey said, I love this place. Great small business, family owned and run, lots to look at and good prices. Amy says, if you need good camping and outdoor gear, go here first. Support a local small business. Such great finds. Everyone is so nice and helpful. So save big. Get to the Outdoorsman's Attic today on all of your outdoor gear. 2650 West Hampden Avenue in Sheridan. Tell them Scott sent you.
Rush to Reason with John Rush. Weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to the final segment of Investing and Trading Live on this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day here. We have a good time in studio talking about the financial markets, and we try to make this relatable to most people. And we've been having really a sports theme here today. We talked about some football, the Vikings, the Broncos, how they practice. We talked about arguably the greatest basketball player of all time, MJ Michael Jordan, or Air Jordan, however you refer him as, but phenomenal basketball player. And he said he was coachable. That's why he was such a great player. He was willing to learn how to hone his craft on the hardwood. Now, we have these investing classes to introduce people to some of those characteristics that we're looking for, people that are coachable, people that can have a little bit of discipline, people that can be decisive in the markets, because that's all some of the characteristics that you really need to be successful, in my mind. I mean, you have to have a strategy, which we talked about in the first segment, but you got to be able to follow that with some discipline. And that's with the right guidance, we can help you get there. So if you want to see what those strategies are, those concepts, and those characteristics, we'll be able to go through those with you in these free investing classes that we host here local at our academies. We had a lot of people texting in during the show. Congratulations to those people that really took that first step. Sometimes taking that first step is tough. Congratulations to those of you that did. For those of you that still got to do that, make sure to come into one of these classes. We have phenomenal classes. They're about 2 hours. You can text the word investing to the number 210-210 just to see what it's all about. If you want to improve your financial future, well, you have to find out what you might be able to do a little bit different. So continuing that theme, Al, about professionalism. Michael Jordan was a professional. I really like Tom Brady. He is a professional. Mm-hmm. And he didn't start, neither of those guys didn't start as a professional.
That's right.
Matter of fact, if I remember right, Michael Jordan did not even start right away for North Carolina. And Tom Brady was drafted? It's a stat that everybody knows. It's on the tip of my tongue, but very, very low in the draft, right? Mm-hmm. Or very high. Which round? It was one of the later rounds in the NFL draft. And there was actually an article that was out there. I forget where I saw that, but it was something about the stock market is not for just the rich or the professionals. And that's what a lot of people think, Al. A lot of people think you have to be rich. We covered that in the first and second segment. You can use leverage in the markets to trade and invest with less capital than you might think about with stocks. And a lot of people think, oh, I'm not a professional. I don't know. I need to trust professionals to get in the markets. Well, you can't become good at something unless you start. But and then you have to learn how to do that. Be coachable, like MJ said. Be coachable like Michael Jordan was. And then to practice. And that's what we talked about in the second segment. Once you have a strategy, you have to practice. And that's how you get better and better and better. So you don't have to start there. Quite frankly, you don't even have to end there. If you want longevity, you just need a strategy. And that's what Online Trade Academy has developed over on their 26th year, teaching people how to trade and invest. So Al, kind of walk through what that, I guess, what that journey looks like. And how to be successful or consistent, let's just say consistent in the financial markets.
Well, I think it starts, Josh, with identifying who you are, you know, how unique you are in your character and also what your goals are. What, again, as I mentioned earlier, what do you want your future to look like? What does your financial life need to look like in the future? If you can't identify that or you don't identify it, it's going to be hard to be able to use the right assets and strategies to get from where you are to where you would like to be. So identify that. Let us put a plan together for you, or help you put a plan together that shows you what the rate of return is that you need to get to where you want to go. It will be different for different people. It may mean for some people being really extremely conservative, and for some people maybe being a little more aggressive. And I almost hate to use that word because I know people are going to cringe when you hear the word aggressive and you think, well, that's too risky. The number one thing that we're going to concentrate on is risk management, how to make sure that whatever you're doing, you first, before you even enter a trade, you know what the risk is, you know what the potential is, and you know how to control it.
By the way, when you brought up a great point about aggressive. Not to put brokers or advisors down or anything, but what they do is they say, do you want to be an aggressive or non-aggressive, risky or non-risky? What the heck does that really mean even? It's just a term. Yeah. And it's a term to make people feel comfortable. If you say, okay, I want to be less aggressive, you feel comfortable to give them your fortune, all your money. If you will say, oh, I want to be a little bit less risky, you're comfortable to give them all of your money. And now they just won you over. So it's a thing. It's just a term. You always want to have a low risk, small, high reward in the markets. Aggressive is just a term. You can be aggressive or not aggressive. It doesn't matter. That's how they get people reeled in to give them their hard-earned money.
Yeah, and you made a comment earlier. You said the market is just not for professionals or rich people or professionals. We actually use the professionals. Let them do the work. Let these guys put all the money into researching things and hiring people that they're paying millions of dollars to figure things out. And then we just basically shadow off of what they're doing because they can't participate in the markets without letting us know it in some way what they're doing. So the important thing is being able to identify when they're doing something so you can be there with them. And then what happens is that the rest of the public, the emotions of the public kick in. They jump into something or exit something, providing more movement, which is basically more profit for you. But you have to be able to, first of all, identify, as I mentioned earlier, the right price to get into something and the right price to get out of something. The Wall Street, the advisors are just going to tell you, no matter what the timing is, just to get in the market, put your money in the market. How would that have worked for you if you did that at the beginning of this year? Well, you would have lost a significant portion of what you put into the market. You know, Josh mentioned earlier, and I just want to comment on this, over the last, 12 years? 12, 13 years that the market's been up about 160%.
No, this is 2000. That's 23 years.
Okay, well, if you went back to the year 2000, let's go back to the year 2000. So you got 22 years.
Yep.
And the people that bought and just held on and rode through the downturns are up maybe about 150% during that time period. But during that same time period, there was a four-year period where the market was up 100%, and then over a 10-year period where it was up over 400%. Yet, if you bought and held, you were only up like 150%. So yep. Why?
About 552%, okay. Al.
So it's 522%. But most people, if you're lucky, are up maybe 150%. So how did that happen? It happened because you've bought into that holding on during corrections. We had two corrections of over 50%, one in the year 2000, one in the year 2008, 2007 to early 2009. And then we also had a 34% pullback during the COVID issue. Mm-hmm. So those are the pullbacks. That's what really hurts the overall returns that you can have.
And missed opportunities.
And missed opportunities. Because when the market's down 50%, some people are up 50 to 100%. How does that happen? Well, they know how to participate in a market regardless of the direction. Most people are only one direction, that's up, but you're missing out on more than a half of the opportunity to benefit yourself financially. One of the things that we talk about and really concentrate on in these classes is how to benefit in a down market and how not to miss out on that. The people that are really successful, they make money during a bull market, then they protect that money, but then they also make money during a down market. You can use the same things that they're using. Why aren't you being taught about them? Well, maybe because you haven't been to the Online Trading Academy.
Exactly.
And maybe because Wall Street doesn't want you to. They want to make sure that what they're doing requires the least amount of work for them with the greatest profit for them. And then you kind of fall right into that plan.
Yeah, for those of you that are on the YouTube stream live here today or recorded, I got the charts up right here. You can kind of see the difference of what the rate of return that you're missing out of on over the past 20 years. Just great returns if you know what you're doing.
Sure.
And that's one of the great things about Online Trading Academy is we show you these different opportunities so you can see what the possibilities actually are, how you can make smarter investing decisions based on what you need, and then just doing that with consistency and confidence. That's what it all comes down to. And just another, I want to paint a picture. You know, you mentioned, you know, buying and holding it and keeping it for the long haul with no plan of gain or loss.
Right.
That's like jumping in your car. Let's just say you're in South Dakota and they say, go somewhere warm. You may go south, but where are you going to go without a plan? You don't know. That's just, then you're going to drive in circles until you find the right spot and say, hey, now is the time I want to stop. Well, where are you going to be? In Albuquerque? Are you going to be in Florida? Are you going to be in New York? Are you going to be in Denver, Colorado, Minneapolis, Minnesota? You don't know. So that's why you need a plan before you get into your investments. Don't just go for the long haul. Have a plan for up markets and for down markets. We teach these concepts in these investing classes. They're a lot of fun. Great time talking about the stock market in these classes. They're about 2 hours, local at academies. Come right now to one of these classes by texting the word investing to the number 210-210. That's text investing to the number 210-210 right now. Al, hit them up with words of wisdom.
Well, you know, Josh, we see a lot of people that just accept where they are and feel it's due to bad luck or circumstances they couldn't control. Just remember, you know, we're not given a good life or a bad life. We're just given a life, and it's up to us to make it good or bad. Charlie Munger, who's Warren Buffett's right-hand man, said this. This is a quote. Those who keep learning will keep rising, end of quote. Knowledge is an asset that compounds over time. The more you know, the better you think. And then you make better choices, and that's going to allow you to achieve better consequences. If you want to do anything, though, you have to dedicate the time. There's only 24 hours in a day. You can't make more time, so use your time wisely.
Kind of made me think about that term that the kids are saying. They say YOLO, you only live once. That's actually incorrect. You live every day. Live every day, have the fun, have a good life. Hopefully you have a good financial life and do that with confidence. Learn more about those strategies by texting the word investing to the number 210-210. As always, same time, same place next week. Until then, retire young, my friends.
The financial opinions and advice expressed on the preceding program are those of the host and guests. They do not necessarily represent the views of this station, Crawford Broadcasting Company, its staff, management, or sponsors.